Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and this is Earnestly Speaking. We're talking to Paul Welch, and we've been talking about energy-efficient homes, how to make them, how to what some of the problems have been in the past, and what we could be doing in the future. Now, this is one of the programs you talked about was what was the name of the first program?
Well, the first program is basically net zero, meaning not having a need to use any utility power, oil or gas for heating, cooling, and electrifying a home. That's called net zero.
What was some of the other programs that you're going
to
do?
Well, we have three other programs, Ernie. One is meant to help businesses, religious organizations, churches, synagogues, temples, what have you, get to a point where they can dramatically reduce their recurring energy bills. That's another program we have. A third program we have.
Why is that different than the homes? It's
because how you deal with public assembly, what I call public assembly type of structures, is a little bit more demanding than how you can reduce and eliminate your energy bills in homes. Because you're dealing with large quantities of people, you have to deal with the fire ratings of the structure, you have to deal with smoke inhalation.
Okay, so it's a whole set of...
It's a set of different design and engineering rules.
Things that you have to deal with. Okay, we're going to go to the next program.
Okay, the other program we have is to take existing homes and commercial structures, and which exist where people who don't have much money, and when I say people, it could be families, it could be aged individuals, it could be physically challenged individuals, what have you, where they have they're either at the poverty level or they're. Their income is less than what I call the struggling middle class.
Let me explain. My son is in the energy conservation business in Maine. He goes into homes where people are, who don't have a lot of money. He gets a subsidy from the state to go in there and change the configuration of that house, change the insulation to button it up so it works better. That's what you're talking about?
Yes. That's part of it. What we're planning to do is take those energy audits, which is what you're referring to, energy, and a similar thing, of course, as you know, is done in New York and a number of other states
now. Yeah, I'm sure it happens all over the country.
But basically, you have to start with an energy audit to identify where the weak links are. When I say weak links, I'm talking about energy weak links. And then identify again what I'll use another term called low hanging fruit. You want to pick solutions to the energy problems that have the fastest return on investment, and that's what I call low hanging fruit. And that's what is identified in these energy audits. But what we're planning to do in the process of fundraising, contributions, donations, because we are tax exempt and we provide people of money tax credits and tax exemptions, we plan to use some of that money to subsidize the sort of things like energy audits, because at some point, first of all, the government, meaning state, local, federal, whoever's funding these energy audits, they don't have enough money to do every type of home that needs to be done, number one. Number two, most people are not aware of what's available out there. And so there's an educational process that needs to be done. And part of what we will do is help to educate the public to identify what to them, to the individuals, the families in need, what's available and how to proceed and how to get it done. And so there's an educational component to all of this. The fourth program is launch job training. And since our program is intended to eventually be in every community, including cities, in the United States, we're hoping to have many, many tens of thousands of projects going simultaneously. At the community level, it gives us the opportunity to meet people who may not be working at the time or may be looking to change
their
field.
So in other words, let me see if I can conceptualize your thoughts here on this. You have all these technologies that you can and know about and you want to promote, and now you want to create a job training program so that people who are not only in need of the services but in need of a job can make some money on it and get themselves out of a non, you know,
well, they can get an income. They can get income, which is good.
The income from doing something that is universally accepted as being needed.
Exactly, and of course, you know all the benefits of putting anybody and everybody to work. But the other thing is, Ernie, we're looking to go beyond jobs. We want to create careers. Basically, what we're hoping to do is have people in the community work alongside, of course, in very safe OSHA-approved environments with the specialists who are going to be doing these projects. So they can basically shadow them and see what they like and what they don't like. Whatever it is that they like, we will then guide them into existing educational programs.
And the educational programs you'd like to see go up the food chain to the engineering and design level.
Yeah, so whatever else they want to do. The renewable energy and the energy conservation measure fields are growing so rapidly that we could basically, with the right type of guidance, we could basically absorb almost all of the people that currently need positions into those industries. And at the end of the day, if we can get our country off of fossil fuels, we are totally independent as a country.
Well, I'm going to put words in your mouth right now and tell you that it's not just a matter of turning wrenches. It's about imagining the future. And that's the kind of people we want to help, too. Not everybody can turn a wrench, and they're designed to turn a wrench. They have an intellectual capacity to actually perceive the future. I think that's where the other half goes. That's the other part.
Well, it's true, Ernie. Actually, there'll be positions for people of every type of skill levels.
Right.
Every type. And we're not talking about jobs. We're talking about creating careers, career paths. And this is what we need in this country.
What do you think? How many people can you put to work on this if everybody in the country got together? Do you think we could put 10 million people to work?
Easy.
I think so, too.
Easy. And it's all community-based. It's basically people helping people.
As long as we have the oil companies and the energy companies and the lighting companies with their fingers around our throat, it ain't going to happen.
Well, that's right. And that's the reason why it hasn't happened quicker than it is happening, because of the built-up internal resistance in this country. But that's falling aside now. It's falling aside. And part of what we're doing,
and you're part of it, and so am I.
And many others are, too.
I mean, that's true. That's what happens is this small community of people who are thinking the future are now making the future.
Well, the future's here, Ernie.
Yeah.
The future is here. The future is now. It's happening.
And it's been a long time coming. But I believe you're right. I think that we're coming to critical mass. Critical mass is when you get to 3% of the people moving in the same direction, you can move the entire the thinking of the country. That's how political operatives make. They get 3% of the minds, and then the rest just seems to flow and flow.
Well,
and technology works the same way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're much more familiar with the political world than I am, and I wasn't aware of that 3%.
Yeah, 3% is considered the tipping point.
Well, it's good.
This is Ernie Fazio. The show is Earnestly Speaking. We've been talking to Paul Welch, and we've been talking about new ideas on how to implement the technology that we've had so long. This is 103.9 FM. Long Island News, thank you for listening. Tune in again.